evening.
Hello, good evening.
You are the first.
Okay. Glad to find out it wasn't Thursday. Thank you.
I thought you would enjoy that. Well, welcome to my world.
Oh, well, I'm not going to say anything. Busy people don't look at the calendar too much.
I relate to that. I almost forgot that it was Rosh Chodesh yesterday.
Well, I didn't forget that, but I don't know. I went for a haircut, and I usually go on a Thursday, so I think that's what my body told me, it was Thursday because I was going to get a haircut.
I understand.
You know, and I did have the conference call this morning in the car because Tony was driving, but then we reached a certain point, and it, you know, it was like no reception, so it just went out. So I said, oh, well, at least it worked that far. Usually we just get out of the garage.
Has joined.
I believe somebody just arrived, but we didn't hear who you are.
Gabriella.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Will begin. Kodesh Tov as well, Gabriella.
Has joined.
We will begin with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Barichu Ishkin David Kilu Urchimu Utkilu Utkilu Urchimu. Le'akta L'shem Yud Hei Bavavhe L'yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael L'imud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayihino Amadunai Elohinu Aleinu Ma'asei Yadenu Kananei Aleinu Ma'asei Yadenu Kananehu. We are studying Pasuk 15 from Parashat Pekudei, Section 4, from the Sulam Commentary on the Zohar. Nachatze b'shata di'amar le'ya Kudsha b'richu le'moshe avid Mashkina hawa ka'im Moshe tohe de la yada malame bat adi achrese le yakut shabarichu ve'ena kemadi tivure we ase betav mitam asherata mare Behar my betav mitam Ela olifna Tiach mele yakud shabarichu Lemoshe de yukda De komila umila Ehahu de yukna de ihu leela Wekol had We had Hawa Avid Diukna Dileya Le Dileya Diukna Dehuit Avid Biara. The translation: come and see. When the Holy One, blessed be He, told Moses to construct the tabernacle, Moses was dumbfounded, for he did not know what to do, until the Holy One, blessed be He, showed him how it looked, as it is written, and look that you make them after their pattern, which was shown to you in the mountain. The meaning of after their pattern is, as we learned, that the Holy One, blessed be He, showed Moses the supernal form of each thing, the spiritual form, and each one of the spiritual higher forms shaped itself to resemble the imagined form of made on earth. In this way, Moses knew. This pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. Questions, comments, thoughts?
You remember the study we did on the third temple? I don't know if we called it that, or the future temple.
We did.
Okay, well, I had that book. And
right.
Maybe 6 weeks or so, when Malka came, we were looking at it because we wanted to see about the Ark. That was what we were focusing our attention on. But they gave an explanation that when to even form the Ark, the cherubim on top of the Ark, that Bezalel took a block of gold, like what we would think of would look like a brick. And when he would hammer the center of it, each end began to protrude up. And he'd hit again, and it'd go up some more. And then he did again. In other words, it would form almost miraculously. I'm sure he had to have the consciousness, though, you know. And then when it hit until the cherubim faces were there, then it was like a supernatural thing that Hashem then took over, and they became not just a sculpture-type figure, but moving and, you know, like alive, I guess you'd say, which I thought was really interesting. And they did show pictures of it, you know, the first stages.
Yes, I'm familiar with Sefer.
Mm-hmm.
It's by Rabbi Chaim Luzzatto. And that's what we based the classes on.
Yes.
The handout came from the Zamra website, but he was essentially publicizing the whole book.
Mm-hmm.
And the basic issue of this pasuk from the Zohar is Moses could not understand from the word tabernacle what it was to be, because it had all the component parts. It, when Adam named the animals, and they named everything, essentially, but the word tabernacle did not come from Adam, because Adam was using an altar and making his sacrifice in that way. So the tabernacle was a new word, and Moses wouldn't have understood it, because there are too many component parts. And when we, in Hebrew, when you use a word, it's really discussing and describing the inner essence of whatever that thing is. And that's really the message of this pasuk. Because it applies also to modern technology. You get a word, emoji. Built into that word is what it is. It's something that's displaying emotions. But is it the emotions? Or is it eliciting the emotion from the person who sees it?
Well, it's like a picture that you show someone. This is a picture of this is my son. Well, it's not your son. It's, you know, it's an image of your son.
Correct.
Possibly, you know, so it's that same line. It's just that I felt what I described from Rabbi.
Has joined.
Book is the sentence here in the Zohar that said the spiritual form and each one of the spiritual higher forms shaped itself to resemble the imagined form made on earth. And of course, we know anything that we see on earth there was a picture for it. Like the way the helicopter came to be designed was because someone saw that a hummingbird could go up and down and sideways, and you know, so.
Are you confused that there was essentially multi levels of things that formed themselves as
not
what
really.
It's going
because
to look like in the earth?
Well, I think everything, you know, you have to have that thought, have the idea, you know, with anything that you want to create, and that it's all there in, just like what we've been saying about the creation process, you know, it's in, it starts with Keter, that's the seed, but the seed contains all of the components. So I think it's the same thing with anything in the spiritual. Yes, you're going to have a hierarchy of formation of things. I've always pictured the burning bush as looking like the menorah, because there's plants like that in Israel, you know, like a candelabra. And an example I gave about the helicopter. And,
right.
You know, that you're going to have a picture in the physical somewhere, because it's part of the seed level of creation.
That's true. But I'm asking for clarification for some other people, because if they read this as he showed Moses the supernal form and then the spiritual form and each one of the spiritual higher forms, what he was showing Moshe was multiple levels of the third temple. Of the tabernacle.
Mm-hmm.
So when we look into the temple, are we capable of seeing all the higher forms? Or are the higher forms necessary in order to create the physical form?
Yes. I mean, the tabernacle is in the Torah.
Exactly.
You know, so, and I don't think we knew that right at first. I mean, we didn't as you know, coming to Judaism. It wasn't until I studied the tabernacle and then began to learn the parts of the Torah scroll that, ooh, that little light bulb clicked to see that the tabernacle was still here, right here on the Torah scroll.
Correct.
That was always why that was my favorite lesson, was to take the students into the sanctuary and take the Torah out, you know, and explain all that. And I called it the wonderful world of Bob. And it, at the end of the year, even with their evaluations, most of them said that was the lesson that they remembered the most. So it was impressive, you know.
It is an impressive lesson.
I'm sorry, what did you say, the last part?
The study of the tabernacle is a very impressive lesson for children.
Yes. Well, these aren't children. These were my adults.
Let's go forward to Pasuk 16.
Okay.
Asher ata ma'areh bahar, Asher ata ro'eh mi ba'eh, le'ya'ela olifna bispach la'ria, la nahara hawa. At me lay a big way, say, the Gawaiyah, Polinundiyuddin. He asks, it should have been written when you see instead of which was shown to you, and answers, we learned that the mirror which does not shine, which is Malkut, showed him within it all the wheels and shapes made below, like a mirror reflecting within itself every image. With contemplation, this pasuk becomes clear to the students of Kabbalah. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Okay, who is the he? Can he ask? Let me go back and look at the English in the...
It's one of the students that are studying with. So in the first verse, you would have had one or two rabbis named.
Okay.
The question is, why does it say that Moshe would see it instead of the reality? The more accurate description is that Moshe was shown it. That's the question that's being asked. So when he was shown it, he was being shown the different levels at the same time.
Okay.
Instead of just showing him the exterior of a particular item, like the ark or the curtains, he was showing the inner essence, how it had to be formed.
Like different frames of sight.
Exactly.
I thought maybe because one phrase is which you see, which is present, whereas which was shown is past. And which you see lets us know that there would be the levels of hierarchy in it, even today. You know, because
it's really somewhat like a CAT scan today.
Mm-hmm.
The magnetic resonance.
Okay.
What you see is the outer image, and then within that outer image, it's also showing you the bone structure. It's showing you the muscles on the bone. You're showing you all the different levels.
Right.
That's what the question is trying to elucidate.
So is it kind of like a four-dimensional not a floor plan, but an architectural drawing?
It's like a 10-dimensional architectural drawing. Let's put it in a very specific way.
Hologram?
Like a hologram, yes. But a hologram works that you see the exterior And when you go into the interior, you're still seeing the exterior. So it's really not a hologram. When you look at the exterior of the form, you see the interior of the form. And when you see the interior of the form, you see the form that is within that.
Reminds me of yesterday when I cut a kiwi. You know, the little kiwi looks like a little fuzzy ball on the outside.
Right.
Which you could peel, and then you've got a green fruit. And then if you slice, then you're going to see not only the green fruit, you're going to see the little black seeds. And if you don't peel it, and you just start slicing, then you see all levels
at once.
Right. So.
And that's exactly what it is. But we have to ask, why does the Zohar bring this? And what is it trying to teach us? And what it's trying to teach us is what Moses actually was shown. All the different levels simultaneously.
So my question is, did he understand what he was saying?
The answer is he did not understand it from the words, but he was able to understand it when he was shown the level, different levels. He could see how the different levels came together and were built upon each other. It's like you do an ultrasound of a baby at a week, at a month, at 2 months, at 3 months, at 4 months. And then you put all four of those or five of those pictures, one on top of the other. So you see the growth of it rather than just the present moment. We're almost out of time, so does anybody have any other questions or comments?
You think he was shown that because he wasn't really wasn't the one to build it? You know, since it was going to be Bezalel and Eliam.
He was shown it because he couldn't explain it. He didn't understand what it was. It was just a word that had no meaning to him. God is saying, build the tabernacle. Build the Mishkan. And he doesn't know what he's building. And that confusion had to be clarified. And that's why God shows him the different levels. But when he saw the different levels, everything became more clear. Is it clear now?
Yes, and it's just like the Zohar to show us the deeper level.
Exactly.
With the picture that we had from what we either read in books or even from the Torah itself, but just going a deeper level.
Correct. So you all have a good evening in Kodesh Tov. And our later class tonight will be our Rosh Chodesh connection. Shalom Gadol.
Shalom Gadol.
Shalom Gadol.
Thank you.